You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Talk to me about your neighbor who's moving.
Yeah, a couple doors down. You guys have probably, maybe not, I don't know, heard me talk about Scotland Rob, who's a dear friend of mine in the neighborhood. Scotland Rob is moving to Nashville, Tennessee, which, first of all, breaks my heart because he is just a dear friend and a good guy. Sometimes you meet people in life that you just connect with.
Yeah, you got
and
a bromance
so
going with him, I know.
I am heartbroken that Rob and his lovely family are leaving us. But they did throw their house up for sale, and it's been on the market for 2 days, and they've had close to 50 showings already. Mm-hmm. It's been a revolving door. So, Jer Bear's home in the afternoon, so I've been doing a lot of peeking through the blinds and just going outside looking like I'm busy, really scoping out who is coming and going from Scotland Rob's house.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm becoming way too invested. I am texting him, like, the 4:30, hard no on those folks. 5:30, debatable, they look okay. The noon people, God, definitely. If they make an offer, please go for the noon people.
My God, Jer.
We are a very close-knit community. There is a lot of things that go on within our bubble.
You're only seeing them.
I'm a pretty good judge of character just by looking at the people.
Looking
at
through your blinds.
Looking at the cars. Looking at their rowdy kids that are already out there making noise and throwing rocks. And I'm like, I don't want that.
My God.
Yeah, I'm really scoping things out.
You're a piece of work. You know, I don't want to burst your bubble, but when it all comes down to it, who's going to make the best offer? Scotland Rob doesn't give a rat's you know what.
That's essentially what he texted back. He said, dude,
yes,
whoever's like, coming with the biggest check and the highest offer gets it.
You can sit there and pull a Gladys Kravitz and look through your blinds and try to, you know, steer him towards somebody just based on the way they look.
Yeah.
But he's going to go with the most money.
Absolutely.
So just
we all
down.
Would. But, you know, I'm trying
like
my
would.
Best. And last night there was a group that pulled up that I just knew. I was like, no. So I actually made.
Can you tell us why?
No, I can't. I told Reed to start playing his trumpet as loud as possible. Opened his bedroom window, and he started belting out his trumpet. And, of course, they were, like, looking up and looking around. And I was like, well, hopefully that deters these people.
Boy, you've become a really great neighbor, haven't you? I can see why the neighbors around you want you there with your kid blasting his trumpet out the window.
As quality control. I'm quality control for the neighborhood, I think.
Well, I'm going to bust your chops on all this. However, having said that, our next door neighbors moved a couple of months ago, and the sign was only up for a couple of days, so they sold it right away.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, we haven't seen the new people, and it's been over a month. The only thing that's happened is every day there's some different work truck that has pulled up doing something. Yesterday, it was a company replacing all the gutters.
Nice.
So I haven't met the people yet. I can't do the Jeremy through the blinds test on whether they are acceptable.
It's too late. It sounds like they already bought it. I mean, too late.
I can't do that. However, I can say they are obviously already proving that they have pride of ownership.
That's great.
And they're really
going
to take care because, I mean, every day somebody's there doing something.
That's huge to see. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So
I was talking with another neighbor, and he's like, can we have, you know, sometimes people submit like letters, like, you know, pick me letters and talk about their family and all that. My other neighbor was like, can they also submit photos, pictures of their previous lawn and yard maintenance? We need a picture of their previous yard to see how they maintain.
You know, the funny thing is I've got a 30-year reputation on this show of being somewhat of a snob, but really when it gets right down to it, you're a way bigger snob than I am. You really are. It's just that you camouflage
snobby.
It.
I don't know.
Listen,
that's snob.
Jeremy,
I'm the farthest thing from being a snob.
Job. That is almost like the definition. If you're saying you're not living up to the quality controls of the neighborhood, we need to see your previous lawn. That is being a snob right there.
I just want people to take care of their properties. That's all.
Well, we all agree. We do. Mm-hmm. I'm busting your chops, but we agree. It's just the links that you're going to are
just
a little bit out
fun.
Of control.
Just having
but also
fun.
Not surprising at all.
Mm-hmm.
We'll both have to report on who our new neighbors turn out to be.
Yeah, I'll let you know how it goes for sure. Yeah.
The bad side to what I was talking about with these people having so much pride of ownership is that I can't let them make the see, I'm the exact opposite of you. I don't want their yard to look too good, mm-hmm. and I don't want their outside, the exterior of their home, to sparkle too much, because all that's going to do is, by comparison, make mine look worse.
It's going to cost you more money with more yard crews.
That's just it. I'm not going to put any more into it than I do now.
Oh,
so
okay.
If I have to be the worst house on the cul-de-sac, well, I already am.
They're talking about you behind your back.
Oh, for sure. My house does not look like trash at all, but at the same time, I do not go to the lengths that you do.
You don't get down to look into how level your grass is, like from the side, just to see.
If you and I lived side by side, it would be within 1 second, people would be able to tell where you live and where I live.
Yeah.
because although I don't, my yard doesn't go to hell or anything like that, there is no way I put as much into it as you. It's a bit of an obsession.
I don't know if it's borderline.
It's not nearly as important to me.
It's not healthy, probably, for me.
What you're doing?
It's a bit of an obsession.
Well, you're a worry wart. You worry about everything, and now you're worried about your neighbors.
I am, man. I can't be alone when you see people looking at a house for sale in your neighborhood, and you're like, no, God, no, not them.
No, you're right.
No,
hey,
no.
Look, I'm not going to lie. I mean, when there were people coming by to look at the house, I can't really see them through the trees.
Yeah.
I'd have to actually go out and stand there in the cul-de-sac.
You, if a van pulled up and like 9 little kids rolled out of that van, you'd be like, hells no. Where's my trumpet? I'm going to start playing it.
No, there wouldn't be a trumpet. I would put a for sale sign in front of my own house.